Messi. And the right one of Diego Gomez. It's 1-1. Ruiz and Messi. Messi! He gives the people what they want!
Because of the wind.
Chalouy into the near post. Suarez, the defensive header. Tommy the line!
In front of 72,000 here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Gomez takes it off of Davis. Gomez, back post, Suarez, again! Another mistake, punished by Miami. Back in front, 3-2.
Why?
Holloway shows some mortality.
Look at this. Holloway just told him, stay right here.
And right here. There it is.
Oh.
Just swept it.
My goodness. Clean as can be. And the accumulation of damage was too much for Gaethje to take.
His stardom confirmed.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special. Well, I'm definitely not going to intentionally take my eye off the ball. I will go home, soak in this victory tonight. We'll definitely enjoy the birth of my first child, but with that being said, I still love competing. My priorities will change here very soon. My son or daughter will now be the main priority along with my wife. So golf will now be, probably fourth in line. But I still love competing. I don't plan on taking my eye off the ball anytime soon, that's for sure.
And for me, popped it up. Alonso tracking it. He's calling, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. A pitcher's duel. A day that Doc Gooden's number went up to the rafters. The Mets scratch out a couple of runs in the eighth, and they win their third straight series as they take the rubber game from the Royals 2-1.
And then later he mixed it up a little bit more, got landed some sliders and elevated the fastball. But that's the first time we've seen him, and he was tough. He mixed it up well.
What made Reagan so good? He was really good those six innings.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. I mean, that's his first. He's got plus stuff. He's got top of the rotation stuff. He mixes it up. He throws hard, controls the running game well. So he has the total package.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The Border Patrol has allergies.
Was that loud?
Yes. Very.
Sorry.
People may have thought it was a sound effect from Jake. Perfect timing to you, just as I was... Hello. You all right over there?
I'm good.
I saw a trick on Twitter. I'll teach you.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't know if it works, but you saw that Twitter account today? Or was it today days old or whatever?
Oh, today. Yeah.
I was this many days old?
Yeah, something, yeah. We're going to try something in the commercial break.
All right.
About clearing your sinuses. I tried it and it kind of worked. So,
fresh wasabi.
Well, obviously there's like pinching the bone of the bridge of your nose.
Just moving some fat.
Pinching it and then pointing right here.
I bet it works.
Pointing hard and pinching right there above the bridge of your nose, that bone. And you do that for like 15 or 20 seconds. And I didn't think it would work, and it worked.
Nice.
But it might not be as, you know, I think everyone's different.
Might not sound as good on the radio as what I just did, but.
Right. That's exactly right. Stephen St. John, Napier, Katie, Jake Gutierrez. Thanks for joining us on this Monday, April 15th. Pay your taxes.
Or file an extension.
Well.
Or change your status and then file your 13-page affidavit and correct your status.
And then have the people in the county create a voodoo doll of you, and they stab it repeatedly with pens and needles and knives. Jake's hiding now.
No, I'm having a streaming issue.
Yeah. Well, you should probably see a doctor about
that.
Yeah,
right.
Drink some cranberry juice. If your taxes are done, well, they should be. Today's the point is today's tax day. So, get after it. I was expecting the tax song. But you don't care anymore, so. You don't care about the rest of us working stiffs. Yeah, so that's the headline. Get it done. Don't forget. Hopefully you already got an extension if you needed one. But, you know. The good thing is you can pay a lot of this stuff online now. Save the hassle of envelopes and stamps and things like that. Took me a while to jump in feet first with paying everything online, but then all of a sudden I realized, hey, this is convenient. Hey, look at what technology does for me.
Huh. So, I send it registered mail.
Do you?
Yep. Make sure they get it. They have to sign for it. They accept it.
I thought you don't. Or do you?
I mean, I still owe the IRS a yearly report.
You see, like, if you pay it, though, you get, you know, the receipt and the number and everything else. And so you get that with technology.
Technology.
So, but, hey, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do.
Today's the day.
To stay in the good graces of the wonderful people at the IRS.
We love this state.
I want the IRS to always be happy with me for the rest of my life.
You hear that, Sal?
Can't say enough good things about those people.
Fully agree.
Man, oh, man.
Keeping this country working.
You listen to that intro, and you think, my God, what a great sports weekend. And none of it involved the Chiefs. Because, I mean, that's all it seems like we talk about anymore. There was no basketball. That's been dominating the headlines for at least a couple of months. And so we turned the page to something else. Royals baseball, even though that didn't go as well as we had hoped with the Royals and the Mets. The Royals. Why won't you support Cole Reagans when he does so much for you? Royals lose 2 out of 3 to the New York Mets. I like Matt Quatero's answer there. What made Cole Reagans so good? Well, he's good. So. That's a big key to it. That's a huge part of it, you know. He's good.
He's really good those 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
Yeah. Well, he's good. 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 99 pitches. But a win ain't one, so.
He was good because he is good.
He had 99 pitches. back to the bullpen, not doing their job. Chris Stratton, what in God's name was that? One inning, one hit, two in runs, four walks. What the hell was that? Vinny Pasquantino tried to come up with some heroics. He had a home run in the ninth inning, but not enough as the Mets win 2-1, and they win the series 2-1. Now, the Royals look to get well in a hurry, going to Chicago to take on the White Sox. So when you lose a series and you want to try to get right, it's always good to have a team that's 2-13 waiting for you. So good. You know, hey, that's another reason why you should feel pretty good about the Royals continuing their winning ways. Maybe every time they get into a little bit of a funk, like, oh, it's the White Sox now. Hey, here comes Chicago. Right now, the updated standings for a cup of coffee over the weekend, the Royals were in first place, and it was great. Now they're a half game out, but still they're right there. Cleveland's 10-5, first place. Royals, second place, 10-6. Detroit is 9-6. Minnesota is 6-8. And then the White Sox, again, falling off the pace at 2-13. So they're marching towards being out of it by May. So we'll see what happens. But it's always now you got to beat them. You got to take care of business. But if you lose a series, it's very nice to have Chicago waiting for you. So let's see if the Royals can take care of the White Sox coming up. So you had that, but that was by far. I mean, you know what? A lot of people were talking about the Royals. The Royals are right up there. For some people, that was the top story this weekend. For other people, the Masters could have been the top story. Jake, I'm sure you were locked in.
I was. Rooting for Bryson DeChambeau, who kind of...
didn't work out for you.
Wet his pants a little bit.
I watched the vast majority of... well, I watched almost the entire back... I'd watched the entire back nine yesterday
Scheffler
on the flight
awesome.
Home.
He was awesome.
He was incredible. A machine.
Right. Six birdies in the last 11 holes, seven birdies in the final round.
I tuned in right for his shot on number nine.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Which was like the shot of the tournament.
Yeah,
right?
It was kind of the turning point.
What
I mean,
a shot.
That was kind of...
that's when he started to separate from the other guys, right?
Yeah.
Because it was like a three-way race there till that shot. Man, what a performance, though. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, that's probably what prevented me from really watching it, because it seemed like it's him and everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he went on that little stretch right after when he hit that shot on number nine. He got a one-stroke lead, and then, like, within two or three holes, he was up by three strokes, and you're like, no one's catching him.
Yeah. I mean, and nobody else wanted to participate. I mean, no one tried to make a run at him.
Right. So if you're looking for
no late
drama.
Yeah. No drama.
Competition, it wasn't there.
Not at all.
And so that's what's so interesting about sports. For some people, the Royals were the most important thing this weekend. For other people, the Masters are the most important thing this weekend, and there's no wrong answer.
Right.
There's no right answer. It's what you like. For some people, UFC 300
wow.
was the most important thing. What do you say wow for?
Just what happened?
Well, the main event sucked. The co-main sucked.
Well, I was just...
oh, the Holloway.
Right.
The Holloway knockout.
Pretty awesome.
I feel like I was I feel like I was good with Gary Dieter. I told him, man, I'm disappointed that this is the main event for UFC 300.
Yeah.
And remember Gary said he thought it was going to be a great...
was not.
I said, I feel like this is one-sided. I feel like this is not going to be a compelling... now, it was compelling because there was a low blow and the ref tried to stop it. And Pereira was like, that didn't hurt me. Stand back. Let me knock him out real quick. And then you can check on my balls.
Right.
And that was, dude, that was gangster. That was great. Yeah, the co-main literally put me to sleep. I was fighting it. I was, you know, because I'd gotten home from the game at Arrowhead, and I was watching some of the fights I wanted to see. But I'm going to get home in time to see the last three fights at least. Thank God I did. But it was like so anticlimactic because Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway was one of those fights where you will remember where you were. And that's what Nate was referencing. I was giving him a hard time. Because you didn't see the co-main or main, right?
I did not.
I should have told you. Man, they were so great. That was the best card ever. It was a great card, right? But it was just so... And how could you follow what Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje did? You can't. You can't follow that. There's nothing you can do to top that, right? And so maybe some people enjoyed the co-main. Maybe some, you know. And look, the main event was gangster stuff, but it just wasn't... It wasn't a great fight. It was a total mismatch, as I anticipated it would be. But for people that didn't see Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway, those are two of the most popular fighters in the UFC, two of the most action-packed, exciting fighters in the UFC. And when you watch them, you know two of those fighters that you know, hey, if I watch that, it's going to be a great fight. And when you put it down on paper, you know it's going to be magic. There's nothing else that can happen, right? It's going to be fantastic. And the fight was tremendous, but it was somewhat expected because most people thought Justin Gaethje was going to win, and most people thought Max Holloway's best days were behind him, and it was not. And if there was going to be one guy that dominated the other, it was going to be Gaethje dominating Holloway. And I was rooting big for Holloway. And Holloway, look, it was still a great fight, but he dominated. Okay? It was going to a decision. It was going to be, unless the judges were blind, and that's always a possibility, it was going to be a unanimous decision for Holloway. And it was going to be a great performance that put him right back into a title shot. At least the conversation for a title shot. And the seconds are winding down. Gaethje is pressing. He's bleeding. He's badly hurt. He's pressing because he knows he has to get a stoppage to win this fight. If it goes to the distance, he's going to lose. And Holloway knows if he just goes to the bell, if he gets to the bell, he wins. That's it. And how many times do you see a guy run around, avoid contact, just know, hey, I'm protecting my lead, I'm going to go to the bell. And this man, with about, what, was it 10 seconds left or so?
I mean, you heard the final 10.
He just goes like this. He goes to Gaethje right here, and points to the middle of a cage. And said, no, we're fighting for the BMF title, which is what the UFC puts up, like when Nate Diaz fought Jorge Masvidal, when you got two great action stars in there, you know, and maybe they're at a point in their careers when they're not fighting for a world title, but they're fighting, it's like for the People's Championship is what I call it, right? The BMF. And he goes, you know, we're fighting for this title right here. No, come on. And Gaethje comes in there, and they just start trading. Like it's a video game. And then Holloway lands the right hand from the heavens on the button, and Gaethje, face first, hits the canvas with 1 second left.
Yeah, literally,
And that was it. Second. But when someone falls like that, you stop it. He was out. He was out while he was falling. It was unbelievable. But for Holloway to do that and risk that, there was no reason to risk that except for wanting to give a show for the fans to show he was the baddest man on the planet. And that is a knockout, and that's a fight that you will remember where you were when you saw that. And if not, you'll remember how many people retweeted it on social media and everyone's reactions. It was, if you combine boxing and MMA, that was one of the top 10 knockouts I've ever seen live. And I'm glad I was watching it live. It was incredible. Incredible. Unbelievable. And that was just a couple of hours after I was at Arrowhead Stadium where Messi scored a goal. Lebo will come in here and tell you that I wasn't paying attention, but I saw the goal going in the net, and I looked at him and I said, was that Messi? Because at the time, I was monitoring UFC and also harassing Gary Dieter via text, because at one point on the monitor, they show Patrick Mahomes and it says, Sporting KC, minority owner Patrick Mahomes. And then right when they put the name up there, somehow Garrett gets in front of him and it's Garrett Dieter's face on the monitor. So I took a picture of that and I sent it to him, you know, and tried to get him to come down where I was. And he was going to come down, but it's, for a man that played at Arrowhead Stadium, he could not quite grasp sections and things like that. And so, but I was giving him trouble. It was funny. It was very funny, actually. We look up, I tweeted it out. Wasn't that, I mean, that's funny.
That's great.
That, it was Derek Dieter. That's not Patrick Mahomes.
That's the first time he's photobombed Patrick Mahomes.
But he just totally covered up Patrick Mahomes. There was no Mahomes. But man, oh man. So what did it end up, 72,000 at Arrowhead?
That's what they announced.
And so for people that didn't, if the Royals wasn't the headline for you, if they weren't the headline for you, if the Masters wasn't the headline for you, if UFC 300 wasn't the headline for you, if Caitlin Clark's appearance on Saturday Night Live, which was awesome, wasn't the headline for you on Weekend Update, then Messi at Arrowhead was the headline for you. And that was, you know, it's one of those times where you're someplace and you know you're at an event, not just a sporting event. You're at a happening. You're someplace that, you know, where the, it's different, right? There are certain things where you go to and it's a little bit different than just, you're not just at a game. You're not just at a match. You're at a happening that people are going to talk about for years and years. The biggest crowd for a soccer game in Kansas City history, by many accounts, the GOAT. Don't ask Jake that, but many people feel like the GOAT, the greatest of now, the greatest of all time. I'll leave that up to you guys to say what he is, but a star among stars. And not only does he play, but he puts on a show. Sporting lost. That part sucked, but...
But they, at least it seemed like Sporting put on a show as well. Obviously, they made a couple big mistakes in the game, but they had a couple of really great moments for the fans as well, right?
They should have kept their eyes on Messi, it seems like.
Yeah.
Seems like that was a problem for them. You know? What are you getting ready to laugh at? Come on.
They probably shouldn't have turned the ball over in the final third, and maybe Milia shouldn't put a defender in that position, and I don't know. That was a bad goal to lose on. It's a really bad goal to lose on.
Whose fault was it?
A combination of people. I think there's, you know, Milia. You can blame Milia.
Tim said it was his fault, not Jake's. It's a little bit of both, as you said. Tim's a veteran. Jake's a young guy. Tim's going to take the blame. He put Jake in a bad spot.
Yeah, but I mean,
Jake could have done better with it.
A lot better with it. They both. I think there's. For me, it's about 50-50. They both pooped their pants.
It was, I will say this, the best performance was not by Messi at Arrowhead on Saturday. I'm going to give it to me. It was thrilling because when we were driving a little bit later, and I took Selena to the game because I have, as it's well documented, I have two daughters. And one of them would like to attend all big events and all happenings in Kansas City. The other one would like to attend nothing. And I mean nothing. I had a briber to go to Hy-Vee with me yesterday just to do some shopping. I said, hey, if you're there, you get to pick out whatever you want for your snacks and your things this week, for your lunch and stuff. If you're not there, then you're leaving it up to me. And I'm going to pick out some things you may not like. And so that got her going. But so, you know, Selena was the big motivator of why I was at the match, because she wanted to be there. And you look at things through your kid, you know, children's eyes. She knows he's a great soccer star, but she also looks at him as a celebrity.
Yeah.
As a social media star. Messi, you know. And so, we were driving in, and I want to say it was maybe six-ish. And we started to get closer. And, I don't want to give up too much about how I go to Arrowhead because it's my way in. But there's a certain gate I go into. And that for some reason, a lot of people don't understand that there are two lanes that can go into this gate. And everyone just goes into one lane. And they just stay there. And they leave that other lane open. And it doesn't happen that often with the Chiefs because the Chiefs crowd is savvy and they understand this. And I'm going in here and I'm saying, baby, these are a lot of people that I don't think come to Arrowhead very often. I'm seeing a lot of Iowa and Oklahoma and Nebraska and some other people that just may not be familiar with Arrowhead. Look at this. They're leaving this lane open. And when it looked like I was going to be in line for 45 minutes, I mean to tell you, I got going, and I don't think I slowed down under 20 miles per hour. I was just rolling.
Nice.
I said, count the cars, Daddy's passing. Now we're going to go in this lane, and now we're going to go in this lane for authorized vehicles.
Oh, am I authorized? Well,
yeah, I am authorized. Guess who authorized me? Me.
Starting line. Engines
right through. Time, the right through. Flashes, the flags we might have passed 500 cars. And, burning, they yearn for the cup. They and then right in the parking spot. And I said, ma'am, you marked this down. One of the top 10 greatest parking performances in Arrowhead. You just saw it right here.
There's
history.
There's nothing that makes a dad prouder,
just
is there?
Just drove by. Everyone waving at people.
Look at those suckers.
Hundreds of cars. Not understanding. Just get in this lane and you'll drive right in there. We get up to the police officers begging people. It's two lanes. It's two lanes, people.
But everybody's in this lane. I'm staying in this lane.
Yeah. No one's in that lane. That lane can't be active. I got to stay in this lane. I was like, oh, yeah, you stay over there. So my excitement was at a fever pitch.
You were strutting in there.
Oh, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to tell him. Listen to this. Listen to how quick I got in here. Oh, you're right. That's an event just by itself.
Right.
No resistance. And then Lebo got there and goes, man, it was tough to park. Oh, was it?
Let me tell you
my experience. So I was already feeling good when I got in there. Point was, crowd was, you know, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was, you know, great atmosphere outside of tailgating and people having fun. Beautiful weather. I mean, how lucky did they get with the weather? Because, you know, Kansas City could be anything. Gorgeous weather. You know, really good crowd. I don't know, is that 72,000? Is that, were they disappointed? When the sold out, they
had
to
have anything. Happy with that, yeah.
It was terrific. It appeared to be a good time had by all. I don't know, man. I don't know what else to tell you. It was a lot of fun. It was a blast. And people with the buzz in the crowd for everything that happened was the crowd never settled down. They were rolling. It was a good crowd. It was a good active, energetic. It was a good energy in there. You know what I mean? So I can't tell you too much about what happened on the pitch. I can tell you that Messi looked to be the best player. I don't know if that what kind of analysis. You know, I feel like I should cover the Royals now. What makes Messi so good?
What made him good last night?
He's really good.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap. Thank you.
Yep.
You know? But it was fun. You know, I like to be around people that are really happy. It felt like there was 70,000 people that were really, really, really happy. Which is odd because the home team lost.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah, I think there's reasons for that, though. Obviously, the sporting fans there would rather have seen their team win. But I think that if you're a longtime sporting fan, that also means you're a longtime fan of the game.
It was a celebration of soccer and sport,
and it showed that. And it's one of those moments where, hey, the game we love really does captivate people in this country. Like, the people are excited to see this. People do want to see this.
And I ate just an absolute delicious hummus during the game.
Look at you.
With feta cheese on it. It was just, with cherry tomatoes. I mean, I don't know. It's just unexpected.
What a day.
It was unexpected. You do that kind of, that kind of performance, parking, and then you get some hummus, and then you're watching the game, and you're with your daughter, and then Max Holloway knocks someone out, then you're like, what a Saturday.
You got Garrett Dieter, photobombing Patrick Mahomes.
No, 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 no. Me and Garrett Dieter will have words on Thursday. Tune in Thursday.
Can't wait.
We will. It might be a little uncomfortable. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. Well, the good.
I'm going to look forward to that. Yeah, so will I. We'll take a break. That's all. We'll talk more about this. Nate, what he thought from afar. What Jake thought. Weird text messages Jake was sending Lebo and I of his feet.
No, it was my view from the game.
Your feet were involved.
Well, my feet were up on the lounger.
I didn't want to see that part. I just wanted to see the screen.
Here's my view. I felt left out. Here's my view.
How's the pup?
Doing great.
Everything went well.
Everything went perfect.
I waited to hear from you, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to wait for him to let me know.
He's a little irritated, but he's got a medical shirt he has to wear.
A little medical shirt?
Oh, no.
I should probably wear a medical shirt, I think. I don't know.
He hates it.
A little medical shirt to keep him from scratching or anything?
Yep.
I'm sure it's itchy.
Let me know if that comes in my size. I could use a medical shirt to keep me from scratching, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some medical pants as well, if you could get your medical shorts. So he's got a little shirt on?
It's a onesie.
A little onesie?
Yeah, a hole.
He doesn't like it, does he?
No, he hates it.
He's got a hole?
Like for his tail to come out the back?
Oh, boy. Can you send me a picture of that?
Yeah,
I'd like to see that little. But everything's good?
Everything's good.
That's great.
Happy boy. First night, he was a little. I mean, he was in pain. But.
So, for people that don't know, Jake wasn't here on
Friday
because his dog had a tennis ball sized tumor removed.
Right. Rocket. And then I had him do a little teeth cleaning. He had to have a tooth extracted.
Right.
So, I think, his mouth was hurting.
Clean those teeth?
Got a nice size incision on his side, so.
But now, just think how much better he'll feel just in the weeks to come.
Oh yeah,
with no more tumor and clean teeth.
Yep, he's already doing great.
That's in a onesie and a medical shirt. It's fantastic.
Gotta have that on for 2 weeks.
That's a whole new dog right there. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Mahomes was all over the place on Saturday at Arrowhead. Mahomes and Brittany, they were on the field, and Miami players rushing over to take their picture with. These guys play with Messi, but they're rushing over to take the picture with Mahomes.
That's pretty cool.
They were starstruck. Then why wouldn't you be? And then everyone's seen the video of Messi being greeted and welcomed in the tunnel by Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid standing back in the room.
Hey, that was awesome.
Doggone it.
Yeah. That make you happy?
Oh, the whole thing made me happy. Other than my intense case of FOMO.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to be afraid.
Regret over missing out, Romo?
Hey, you see enough soccer. Let someone else have some fun.
No, I was very, very happy that my son was able to go to the game with his buddy Hakeem. My nephew Callan and my sister Molly were able to go to the game. And, I was just really, really happy for everybody that got to go for Kansas City. Even though, like you said, it ended in a loss for SKC, I think this was the argument I was having with some of the diehard SKC fans who were against that game moving to Arrowhead. Some of them felt like you should be doing whatever you can to preserve the biggest home field advantage that you can.
That did not feel like a hostile environment for Messi.
It would not have been at Children's Mercy Park either. There would have been a massive number of Miami fans, or, well, they're not Miami fans, they're Messi fans, at that game too, but there would have been 50,000 less. And I wanted, I'm for as many people getting to watch the game as possible. And 50,000 more people got to go see, be a part of that. And that's a moment that I just think sometimes, you know, the battle, you can lose the battle and still take a step forward in the war, you know. And for people that love the game of soccer and in this town want to see it thrive and want to see Sporting thrive, I thought that was a massive moment for Sporting and for soccer in Kansas City.
Looks like Jake wants to say something.
No, I'm still just a little annoyed they lost. I mean, I'll be honest, like, that left a bad taste. I mean, it's also...
Do you think the fact that it was at Arrowhead had anything to do with those mistakes they made?
Nah, probably not. I mean, the field is a little different. I mean, there's less space.
Yeah.
I mean, significantly narrower. So there's less space. I don't know if that error happens. It's different. I mean, the field is different. The game's different. I think it's a great moment for soccer. It's a great moment for Kansas City.
This guy was all pissed off at people running on the field.
Well,
I was. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's poor. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, that was super annoying.
Well, they did have it.
Yeah, several times.
I saw the one video Jake sent me where the guy just ran right between a whole line of people in yellow coats that just kind of watched him run by.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a bad look. I mean,
it's also potentially incredibly dangerous.
Absolutely.
I mean, what if it's your hometown where somebody goes out there and hurts Lionel Messi?
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, it's, I don't know, it was...
How many, my son said there were several. How many people ran on the pitch?
How about this right here?
Two other times.
Here's a little child.
Right.
That ran on the field and hugged Messi. And look at him. Do you like that? How old would you say that kid is?
I think that...
I'm showing this to you. Describe it.
He looks like he's, probably less than... full teenage, like he's younger than a teenager.
And what's he doing there?
He's waving to the crowd.
Nice. What did they do with him?
I don't know, but...
Threw away and locked him up and threw away the key.
Something that makes him regret it and not be glad that he did it.
It didn't look like he regretted it.
He didn't look like he regrets it now.
Did you see that one? You see that little kid?
Yeah.
Jake?
I just watched it through the cameras.
Oh, I want you to watch it through your eyes.
How does a kid that size get all the way out onto the field?
Because he just ran out there. There's no.
Well, there's. What are all those people in yellow shirts doing?
Well, if you when I posted that, people were like, oh, they're not supposed to do anything about it. They're supposed to, you know,
just stand there
and
not do anything.
Basically, they're supposed to let other people who are.
Why are they even there?
Good question. I don't know. I find it hard to.
You
believe.
Guys are getting. I'm not taking part in this conversation.
Yeah,
I do think
I don't know what they're told to do.
Yeah, I don't know either. But
I
think there is one human being.
Did you want him to tackle that kid, that little kid?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm
yes.
with him.
Yes. Listen, there is one.
I'm just asking. I'm not
illegal.
There is
it's
one
illegal.
Human mm-hmm. being who could force a game to be moved from Children's Mercy Park to Arrowhead Stadium. On this earth, one for soccer.
Okay,
one.
If Mahomes said he was going to play a game,
I don't know. I think Ronaldo would probably have a very similar effect.
Maybe.
Oh, this is what I want to.
Maybe.
I want to see. Come on, have a soccer debate here.
I think Ronaldo.
He
if you're playing
maybe.
MLS.
Maybe.
Okay, there's no way to tell, but yeah. I, in my opinion, think
he's dismissive of your opinion.
That's fine.
One, maybe two. Can we say it that way?
Sure.
Anyone else?
And
probably not. Those are the two biggest stars in soccer in the last.
They booed. They booed the hell out of Suarez when he was introduced.
Yeah,
he's a villain.
He ended up getting
he's a good villain.
He won the game.
So,
but
a fan of his.
You can't. What if somebody went out there and meant him harm?
Yeah, I mean,
you just can't have that. So
very disappointing
but
to see that.
They did have it.
Right.
No.
It's just disappointing.
Thank goodness that none of those people did anything bad.
Right. Right.
You know, but anyway, I'm
bringing it up because he was posting about it. And
I'm with Jake. I don't think that's good.
It was quite a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's good. But it seemed like outside of that, like, it makes my heart happy to hear the stories of how much energy there was. seeing, you know, you get on Facebook and every person that was there has got pictures all over the place that they were there. Like you put it perfectly. That was a happening. You know, that was a happening. And for me, my hope is
that's why I was walking up to that. Hey, what's happening?
What's
happening? But my hope is that a whole lot of people went there and thought, you know what, this actually is really fun. I want to be a part of this more often. I want to be a sporting fan.
That would be awesome. I'm still pissed they lost.
Then here's your
and I'm pissed at how they blew the three goal lead against the Timbers the game before that. I think that's kind of
feather in your cap. Then we're driving home
back to back, kind of.
By the way, again, I hate to, you know, dino dead horse, whatever. Drive right out of there. Again, people not using all the lanes available to us. I love this.
Yeah.
These soccer people don't understand Arrowhead. They don't know what they're doing. They're driving this, that. I'm going straight through this thing. Look at that. I'm already on 23rd Street, baby. Let's go. No resistance. So happy. Because I'm thinking, oh, can I get home in time for Holloway Gaethje? Can I? Oh, yeah. The seas parted, and I'm going through. And while we're doing this, Selena says, that was really fun. I like sporting games. Can we go to more sporting games? Can we go more often? I said, absolutely not. You're grounded. You'll never say that again. I said, sure, absolutely. I said, yes. You just tell me when you want to go. So.
That's great. That's what I'm hoping for. Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, these are all Messi fans that are never going to come back to a sporting game. And I'm sure there are some.
She sat and watched that thing, and she had a blast, and she would like to go to more. So there's your example.
Perfect.
I don't know how many examples there are, but there's at least one.
Yeah. That's exactly. I mean, that's what you want to see. And it's a preview. I mean, shoot, when the World Cup comes here in a couple years, that stadium is going to be packed with over 70,000 people for every one of those games.
It was electric. The crowd was electric.
What would you say the breakdown was? Pink shirts versus blue shirts. Could you tell?
Oh, there was a lot of pink shirts, man.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. We're driving in there, you know, and I'm over there. So it was at least somewhat plausible. Because we're over by the Chiefs practice facility. And sometimes she's my daughter. She can be a little gullible. I go, oh, look, there's Messi! And this guy's walking up. She's what? And she's looking at him. This is the guy.
Guy with a dad bod, just like with a Messi jersey on.
Yeah, this guy walking. Yeah. No, he was pretty fit. Okay. It looked like he had dressed.
Yeah.
There was a guy that had dressed like he was going to play.
Full kit.
Yes.
I love that.
Like, is that Jake? Do you sign off on that? This guy looked like he was, you know.
No, I do not.
I like that for saying. It's like no, when Garrick is going to go to the Little League game dressed in full baseball uniform.
I'm okay with kids doing that.
No, this was a man,
a grown ass man. No, yeah. That's not. Okay.
And he looked fit, and that's why. They forgot to pick up Messi. This guy was walking.
No.
This guy looked like he was getting ready to go play.
It's not okay.
There's something pretty good about it.
No.
That he at home thought, you know, I'm just going to.
Shin guards?
I'm just going to wear it. Yeah, he had it all. He's going to wear it.
See, I think, like, we go back to
that.
I think the coaches should, just like in baseball. I bet Tata Martino out there.
I bet that guy had a blast.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I bet the guy had a time of his life.
Yeah.
You know. You don't like that, Jake.
No, I'm
he
not.
Was ready.
I'm not a fan of the full kit.
But yeah, there were a lot of Messi jerseys. But, I mean, I expected that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it seemed like, at least the pictures and videos I saw, there were a lot of people wearing sporting gear.
The cauldron was there, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
That,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
The blue hell.
They were going crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
It sounded great.
Lebo maybe could be better this. But, I mean, like. Yeah, I mean, it was maybe
60-40?
60-40 sporting, maybe? I mean, there was just a lot of Messi fans there, but I expected that, you know?
But there were probably also sporting fans wearing Messi gear.
How do you feel about that?
Whatever.
No, it's not whatever. I asked you how you feel about that.
it wouldn't be a move I make, but
what moves would you make? There's a lot of moves out there that you wouldn't make.
My son wanted to wear something that messy.
Okay.
But luckily he didn't have anything that said messy.
Did you feel bad?
I told him, hey man, I said that. Who's your team?
Oh, right. Whoa.
Where are your loyalties lie, man?
You're not like that.
That's
no,
right,
but
Dad.
You let this kid root for everybody. You let this kid root for the Chargers and everything. And now, so now we find what the line is.
Well, now he
wants to root against Sporting, and then all of a sudden Nate's not that arms wide open down. Like, do whatever you want, son. Like,
weren't
oh, no.
He gets,
who's your team,
no,
Buster Brown?
I didn't make him wear a sporting shirt, but I did say to him.
You encouraged
him.
Provide him a messy jersey, right.
Who was your team?
Mm, now I see.
I got a messy jersey, by the way.
Not only Jake. Well, I mean, would you wear it to a sporting game?
No.
That's right.
Nope. I just got it so I can have
it.
That's
fine. Yeah. A memento for his time.
Maybe I'll wear it in here someday.
You know what? People want to wear it. I don't have a problem with it. You do.
No, I don't have a problem with it. But I do think, like.
You don't want your son to wear it.
Well, I'm just more talking to about what it means to be. Once you pick your team, you get a fan of your team.
What about the guy that dressed in full gear?
No.
Do you have a problem with him?
No, I think
that's
fantastic.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's commitment.
Don't listen to him. That guy had been waiting his whole life for that.
Yeah, Jake's up on his high horse judging how other people dress.
And I bet he was running around the parking lot kicking.
Dressed like a grown-ass man.
Slide tackling people.
I kind of want to follow this guy around and see what he does.
When you're a grown adult. No. And you're not a professional, you probably shouldn't be putting
on it. And I bet other people liked it, too.
Yep.
I bet they were taking pictures, kicking them the ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Giving them yellow cards.
There was a lot of people out there kicking the ball around. And I bet they're like, hey, kick it
to that guy.
He comes over here. Come here.
If you're in a full kit, you better be able to handle the ball pretty well.
Whatever. Nice first touch.
A little keepy-uppy.
That's exactly right. Have a beer, kick the ball, off to the next one.
Ben did suggest to me, he was like, what if I wear a messy jersey and a sporting hat?
Wow.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah, I said, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know what to tell you about
that. You know what? Do what makes you happy.
Right.
We'll take a break back after this on WHB.